Well, there seem to be a lot more sharks in our waters. There seem to be more shark attacks, at least, as we heard, three in the last 3 weeks around Sydney. And the warnings keep coming out that if you want to avoid being attacked by a shark, then you shouldn't go surfing, swimming, or into the water between or around dawn or dusk. This has come through as we started talking about this earlier this afternoon. Hi, Garth. Surfers should go surfing dressed in rubber shark outfits as a decoy. Thank you to Gian. Unfortunately, you could get an amorous shark, which could also cause all sorts of problems. But seriously, let's talk to a man who has some strong thoughts on this, and he gets a lot of feedback from surfers as well. I'd love to get some feedback from you this afternoon on 1300 233 222. Don Norris is behind the website realsurf.com.au, and I think, Don, it'd be fair to say good afternoon.
Good afternoon. It'd
be fair to say that, look, that's the best time to get the great waves, and will it ever stop surfers from getting that perfect wave?
The actual real life experience type answer, no. Well, because I think that what happens is that surfers have a relatively speaking realistic perception of the risk, and that risk is vanishingly tiny.
The irony of this, I think, Don, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that maybe people that don't go into the surf as often and certainly don't go into the surf at those times of the day that seem to be most fearful about shark attacks. Would that be fair to say?
That certainly seems to be my perception of it. You know, we ran a survey on the website some weeks back before the latest attack happened. It's been in the news about the North Avalon kid who got bitten.
Yeah.
And at that time, we found around 20% of the respondents to the polls, about 600 people, so it's, you know, a good-sized sample, about 20% of them were mildly to very concerned, and the other 80% were either 20% were not concerned at all, and the other ones fell in between. So this is a surfer population, and that, I think, reflects what I see around me. So the non-surfers, I think, have a much more exaggerated sense of the risk, which is extremely low. I mean, you know, you get into the comparison stuff here, and there are some interesting numbers. You know, say, if you look at drowning, if you look at the average number of people that have died, say, oh, gosh, in the last 10 years or whatever, it would be 500 times as many as have been bitten by sharks. So there's a huge, huge difference for water users, you know, between these things. So I think that surfers tend to be pretty philosophical about that.
Denying there's danger, but they're just saying, look, you know, if you're that worried about getting hurt, don't cross the road, that sort of thing.
Because that's a very accurate perception. You know, I've been surfing since 1969, and I have never seen a shark in the water. I've been surfing in Sydney since 1984. And I surf a lot, and I've never seen a shark. On the other hand, I've been pranked by my surfboard a few times, and on at least one occasion, I came darn close to, you know, waking up in the spinal ward, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
And the risk there of injuries to me from my board, from doing what I want to do, are radically higher, hundreds of times higher, thousands probably of times higher, than being bitten by a shark. The one thing that we face with this is that there's a real paucity of decent, solid statistical information about it. There's quite a lot of speculative stuff floating around, particularly in the media, about the numbers and whether there are more sharks. Like you said in your intro, it seems like there might be more sharks around. In fact, all the evidence points exactly the opposite direction of that. With the shark take worldwide, has been variously estimated up to 100 million animals a year being pulled out of the population worldwide every single year. Mm. So I'm saying in New South Wales, for example, you might get one white shark in that species caught in a mesh every month or so, but in a single night, you know, shark fishermen would take dozens of that times that many animals of whites alone. So, yeah, it's just one of these things where I think what it taps into pretty clearly is our deepest, darkest fears, Garth. I think that's what it is.
Yeah, and maybe from people, and look, you know, I've surfed, but I don't think I've ever caught the perfect wave because I'm nowhere near the perfect surfer, but trying to explain to people what it is for a good surfer to be surfing when the conditions are as good as they get. Is that hard to sell?
Well,
or hard to describe?
It may be for the non.
That's what I'm saying, for the non-surfer,
Yeah, it is difficult, perhaps, to describe just how intensely we are attracted to good conditions. But I think that, you know, you see this effect immediately because even in Avalon, I think the next day there were people out surfing. As soon as you were allowed to get back in the water, people were back surfing. And I think that, you know, if there hadn't been any restrictions, I'll bet, had the waves been good, and they were terrible that day, but had the waves been good, I'm quite sure that it would have been just as jammed at North Ave as usual. And I think that applies to the 9 beaches in Newcastle that are meshed.
Don, I appreciate your time. We're going to take some calls from locals as well to get their thoughts on it, but I appreciate your time this afternoon.
You're most welcome.
Great to talk to you. Don Norris behind the website of realsurf.com.au and the survey that he conducted with participants on that particular website. Let's go to Ross.